Sewing machine sellers, manufacturers, and repair shops have been trying to keep up with a sudden demand for their services and products, beginning right around the time the CDC recommended masks be worn by everyone. While mask supply seems to have caught up with demand now, sewing machine waitlists continue to grow. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you done some sewing yourself in the last few months? Have you experienced challenges in getting supplies? Have you gotten into sewing for the first time, picked it up again after a long pause, or have you always been into it? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Denise Hullida is a sewing instructor at Madison College. She's teaching online classes now and this fall in their non-credit continuing studies program. Denise, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Denise, have you seen this surge in interest in sewing this year?
I have. I've been having a lot of my students have contacted me, and other people have reached out to them to make masks and ask how to sew them and what they can do.
And has it been hard for people to get the supplies, whether it's the machines or the materials that they need?
Both of those are very high demand. Right now, I talked with three or four of the sewing machine businesses in Madison here, and all of them say the same things. Very few entry-level machines are that they can have in stock right now because this is being affected worldwide, and the inventory is mostly shipped in to the states here, and plants were shut down, and they haven't been able to get the supply, especially of the entry-level machines that are like in the under $700. They have a few mid-range machines left that go up to like $2,000 and above, then a few more of those. But they've really had an uptick in more cleaning and repairs. Every machine seems to be taken out of an attic or a garage or somewhere, and they have one of the dealers in town last week had 103 machines in for repair.
Wow.
And tune-ups, and they said as fast as they go out, they're replenished, and they can't figure out how many more can be in the attics that are being pulled out.
I wonder. Is this a story just about people wanting to make masks, or does it go beyond that?
It goes beyond that, but I have to say masks are really regenerating the need because, we've been having an uptick of sewing. I've been teaching classes for 20 years, and I would say the last 10 has been an increase in people's interest. But especially right now, making masks has been key for many of the people, and people are at home and have a little more time that they're able to make their own.
Let's talk about demographics. Are you seeing maybe younger people show more of an interest this year or even over those last 5-10 years or so?
Over the last 5-10 years, I have to say there's more younger people. My students range from 16 years old to 95 years old. So it's quite a broad area. But yes, I have been getting more people that are younger because it's kind of skipped a generation for teaching people to sew. And I'm getting many more men as well.
Talking to Denise Hullida, sewing instructor at Madison College, talking about a big surge in interest in sewing and tough times finding some of the necessary gear, sewing machines in particular, backups for new ones and for repairs as well. Well, Denise, suppose somebody's thinking about getting into it and they're willing to wait for the starter machine to become available or the old one they found to get fixed. What are the first steps you recommend people do if they're learning it, maybe for the first time?
Well, the first time, beginning sewing class is always a great place to start because you not only learn about the machine and understand how to use the machine, but you understand the basics of construction, what fabric, how you lay patterns out on it to make sure that your end product is as good as you would like it to be.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Wildflower with us in Plymouth. Wildflower, hello.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about?
Well, I am a mask maker currently. I'm finishing an order that gets picked up at 4:30 today. I worked for 40 years as a costume designer. And so when this came around, I started making them to give away. But I have a very large supply of fabric. I always say my attic is insulated with fabric. So I have some very unique prints, and so people have been seeing them, and they started ordering them and paying. And being a senior citizen with no other income, it's been a nice little pocket money for me.
Well, when you've got an order for today, how big an order, how many masks are we talking about?
Today's is only four, and this is somebody local that brought their own fabric in of lighthouses and sailboats. I believe they live in Sheboygan. Sometimes I get them a dozen order, an order for a dozen at a time, and they can be from all over this country because people have been seeing them on Facebook, and that's how they order them.
Thanks so much for sharing that with us. And that reminds me, Denise, I've seen a lot of people getting pretty creative with masks. I think it was at first it was whatever random scraps I have around, but people are getting pretty artistic, aren't they?
They really are. And there's so many different styles of masks that are out there. That's one thing I taught a class a week ago on face masks. And I said, not all faces are created equal. I taught three different styles because the one I like isn't the one that my son or my husband like, you know, because they fit our faces differently. So if you're out sewing a face mask and you're not liking how it is, go online. There's a lot of free patterns out there. Try another one, and you'll probably find one that might work better for you.
We found that in my house. One of the household members has a very large face and generally large head. That's me, of course. Let's bring on another caller now. Nancy is with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hi.
Hello. I hope you will utilize this time to encourage mothers to start sewing their babies' diapers. I am so irritated about the immense amount of money that young mothers spend on disposable diapers, which cause for cutting down a lot of trees, using up all the space in dumps and landfills. And there were information about sewing diapers or buying cloth diapers and washing them. Or buying fabric and making your own diapers. And sewing a diaper is, I mean, that's one, two, three. Please.
Nancy, thanks a lot for the call. I guess moms or maybe even dads could make their own diapers, Denise.
Oh, yes. And I have to say that is one of the populations that I have in my class. I'm not going to say all of them make diapers. Some of them do. I have had some that do. But, you know, they're becoming a new parent, and they want to sew for their baby. So that is one of the things that brings people back into sewing or starting up sewing.
And it doesn't have to be diapers. What are some good next step projects? Maybe we've mastered some of the basics, or we figured out how to do masks. What are some of the next things you would encourage people to try sewing to spread their sewing wings a little bit?
Oh, sure. There's a lot of fun things that you can do to do that. There's like a microwave bowl holder. It's always a nice thing because it's good for all generations. It's something that you can put in the microwave, have your soup in it. You put it in, and it's like a hot pad underneath it so you don't burn your hands. That's an easy one. And you learn darts in it, which is a technique. I'm always like to teach a technique with things. Then you also have maybe a pair of sweatpants or shorts. Those are an easy one, doesn't have to fit super tight or anything, and that's another good startup project. Or there's people who are getting into quilting. Quilting is a very popular class, and that's one thing I'm going to be trying to teach online is a beginning quilting class. So that's a fun thing, too.
And briefly, as we wrap up, what's it like to teach sewing online?
Well, it is definitely different. I have found I am definitely a hands-on person in the sense that when you're teaching something, you read a person's face. You can't read them online like you do in a classroom. So it has become different. But a couple of cameras and different angles, and I think we're getting it down. Every time I think it gets a little better, but you have to be pretty creative on doing sewing online.
Denise, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Denise Hullida is a sewing instructor at Madison College. She's teaching online classes now and this fall, and she joined us to talk about a demand for sewing machine supplies and other gear lately.